you know, Demaryius Thomas and Decker and Stokely, who played with Peyton in Indy for a while, and then, you know, they got Willis McGahee too. So anywhere you look, they got good players. So it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a challenge this week, but you know, we're excited. We're coming off the win. We just gotta keep it going now.
What makes him so good? I mean, as someone that's relatively new to the league, although not new to football, I'd love to hear your perspective.
He's just a very smart player. You know, that's one of the things you look on Peyton, and you say Peyton Manning, you kind of think of him as an intelligent guy, a cerebral guy, a studier, a guy that knows what's going on. So, you know, he's real intelligent. He's going to know what defenses we're in, and we got to do a good job of, you know, disguising it. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. We just got to shut down the offense and, you know, make them one-dimensional.
It's going to be hard to trick him if you can trick him at all.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be one of those things. We just got to, you know, we got to play our system. You know, our system works. We know that. And we just got to do a good job of matching receivers. And, you know, not they run that the no huddle. So, it's, you know, that won't be a problem. But it's just a little bit different than, you know, a huddle offense.
Now, I know you personally haven't played for John Fox here at Carolina. Mm-hmm. But how is his presence, you know, the fact he'll be on the opposing sideline, change this week, if at all, you know, with a lot of your teammates?
You know, I don't really look at it like that. You know, I've been here with Rivera, and so it's gonna be one of those things that's, you know, he's just coming here, he's gonna be a coach for a different team that's gonna come and try to get a win. So we're trying to win, they're trying to win. That's kind of how we all look at it. You know, red zone's important. You know, when they get in the red zone, you got to hold them to a field goal. So, you know, we got a good game plan going into that. Coach McDermott's got some good defenses down there. We've been playing well in the red zone. So we got to keep it up this week. And if they do get down there, just force them to kick field goals.
You look like you've been really comfortable the past couple of weeks in the middle. How do you feel about your performance? And are you really comfortable out there?
You know, it's a game-by-game thing. I'm not 100% comfortable. There's still some small things that you got to keep adjusting to. But, you know, there's a lot of older guys around that, you know, point you in the right direction. And, you know, the D-line's been playing great up front. So, you know, when they're playing good, it helps us out even more.
What are the things that you in particular want to improve on or that you need to be comfortable with?
I think it's just to, you know, grow in the defense, you know, be more knowledgeable of what's going on. I think if you can realize what everyone's doing around you, you can play, you know, that much faster.
Pam said that last year, instead of reacting and thinking, you can just react on the field. Have you gotten to a point where you're just reacting as opposed to thinking about things?
I just try to go out and play football. You know, you got to know what you're doing. You got to know where you fit. But at the end of the day, you just got to get the football. And, you know, that's something that, you know, you taught at an early age playing, you know, peewee football, is go out and get it. And I think if you think too much, then, you know, you fall into the hole of thinking rather than playing. So I just got to do a good job of just relaxing and go out and have fun.
You know, we talked about Thomas Davis as an inspirational guy, but I mean, what he's doing on the field is really leading his defense.
Oh yeah, Thomas is doing a great job. You don't even notice that he's had, well, you know, 3 knee surgeries. So he's one of those guys that I don't understand how he's had 3 knee surgeries. You watch him move, he's still you know, moving quick out there. He's fast, he's strong, he's explosive. So you know, if he told me that Thomas didn't have a knee surgery, I'd be like, yeah, that's what I think too. But you know, he's done a good job. He helps me out a lot. Him and James and Jordan and Beast too. All those guys are great. So it's good to have him in there. And you know, you don't even notice that he's had anything like that.
I guess the most important thing is he's producing on the field.
Oh yeah, I don't think that was ever a question with you know, Thomas. He's out there, he's playing, he's fast, he covers ground, and you know, he's been made some big plays for us too.
When he gets a hit, I mean, do you almost have Paul sometimes? Like,
yeah,
when he hit RG3?
Yeah, he'll smack a little bit. You know, that's what TD will do. So he brings it. So he's had a couple big ones. He had a big one against Forte last week in Chicago. He had the one at RG3. He had a couple goal line stands in that first game in Tampa. So, you know, he still got it.
Hey, good deal, brother. Oh, all right, man.